20 and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
The News Bulletin, brought to you by Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Zambia NGO Watch Forum warns budget shortfall threatens universal access goals. And Senior Chief Muchinda sanctions land title verification in his chiefdom. And international news: Madagascar president dissolves government after Gen Z's protest. In sports, FIFA deducts points from South Africa in WCQ over ineligible players. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. The Zambia NGO Watch Forum has noted that the 2026 national budget has allocated 2.69 billion to the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, making an important increase of 9.4%. Forum coordinator Bubala Mumba says the forum has, however, observed that despite the increase, the sector shares a broader budget has split to 1.06%, down from 1.3% in 2025, and still well below the 8th National Development Plan benchmarks of 3.5% for annual watch sector investment. Mr. Bubala says, following a consensus at a two-day 2026 post-budget analysis workshop, the forum highlighted that the persistent shortfall, coupled with an over-resilience on external financing, leaves Zambia's watch sector on what stakeholders increasingly see as an undesired trajectory for achieving annual access by 2030.
Increase the sector's share in the broader budget has slipped to 1.06%, down from 1.13% in 2025, and still way below the 8th National Development Plan benchmark for the annual sector investment. This persistent shortfall, coupled with an over-reliance on external financing, leaves Zambia's watch sector on what stakeholders are increasingly seeing as an undesired trajectory for achieving universal access. Answering these concerns in the human rights framework is essential. Safe drinking water and sanitation are fundamental human rights recognized by Zambia's national policy and international law. And failure to adequately invest in equitable water services undermines the state's obligation to progressively realize these rights for all, especially for the rural and urban poor.
Senior Chief Muchinda Kakumba Wilala, the third of Selenja District, Central Province, says all individuals holding title deeds and documents of occupation for land and mines in his chiefdom must submit copies of their documents along with consents from the chief for verification. Chief Muchinda has since paid tribute to Lands Ministry Silva Masebo, who recently advised investors and farmers to obtain consents from the chief. The traditional leader remarked the documents should be submitted through the chief chairman of the Chiefdom Trust Committee, Raphael Lessa, and Chiefdom Secretary Elud Kayoka within 14 days. He noted that without submission of consent from the chief, pursuant to Section 3 of the Land Act, Chapter 184 of the Laws of Zambia, the chiefdom will be left with no option but legal readiness.
without submission of these consents from the chief, pursuant to Section 3 of the Land Act, Chapter 184 of the Laws of Zambia, you leave us no room but to seek legal means. This ultimatum comes after several meetings held with the District Commissioner, Ministry of Agriculture, Ministry of Lands, Zambia Farmers Union, Serenge Council. During the meetings, the chiefdom management has been having correspondences over a number of issues which have been developmental in nature and other challenges facing the subject concerning land grabbing.
And submitting findings of the land audit in Muchinda Chiefdom, Chairman of the Trust Committee, Rafael Lesa, noted that most occupants who have displayed local do not possess consent.
I'm doing my submission on the findings on the land audit that we have been doing as Senior Chief Muchinda's chiefdom, looking at the assignment that we have been given to see a number of issues that have been affecting the chiefdom concerning the land grabbing, illegal mining. Today I'm giving that report to the Senior Chief, looking at what is on the ground. And with my findings as the chairman, we have seen that 3/4 of the land that has been grabbed and been on title has been obtained without the chief's consent.
The Lusaka City Council says it has empowered 17,281 residents with various skills between 2022 and 2025, bringing the city closer to its goal of uplifting its residents through vocation training and economic empowerment. Speaking in a statement, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, the council has provided opportunities for eligible residents, particularly women and youths, to acquire skills in diverse areas such as tailoring, carpentry and fisheries. Ms. Mwamba says the initiative aims to enhance self-resilience and improve households' income among residents.
Such as tailoring, carpentry and joinery, catering, bricklaying, welding and other vocational skills. This initiative aims to enhance self-reliance and improve household incomes among residents. The CDF has continued to be a vital conduit for development, enabling residents to access skills training that equips them with knowledge and expertise needed to run their own businesses. The Lusaka City Council is proud of the progress made so far and looks forward to continuing its efforts in empowering residents through skills development initiatives. The council is confident that these efforts will have a lasting impact on the lives of Lusaka's residents, enabling them to build a brighter future for themselves and their families.
And the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation has held a bilateral meeting with his Morocco counterpart, Nizia Baraka, Minister of Water and Equipment, on the sideline of the ongoing African Ministries Council on Water General Assembly. Speaking during the meeting, the Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Collins Njovu, has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to strengthen cooperation with the Kingdom of Morocco in the water and sanitation sector. Mr. Njovu has thanked Mr. Barak for his consistent support to Zambia, recalling Morocco's participation at the Pan-Afcon Water Conference hosted earlier this year in Lusaka, which he says laid a firm foundation for deeper collaboration between the two countries. He has expressed regret that unforeseen circumstances prevented Zambia's technical delegation from undertaking a planned working visit to Rabat in September, and has assured his Morocco counterpart that Zambia remains fully committed to advancing technology, cooperation and knowledge exchange with Morocco.
We also thank you for the invitation to the 19th Water Congress, and we want to assure you that you will definitely come.
Very good, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure for the same. I also wanted to inform you that Zambia has developed a draft memorandum of understanding with yourselves, which has been transmitted through diplomatic channels.
Okay.
And we are keen to see progress in that respect. Regrettably, I'll be expected to do the delegation tomorrow in September.
Yeah.
But there are a few things we are still doing.
Okay.
Our team is